The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, you may think that emojis are childish and beneath the communication style of a grown adult. Well, researchers at the University of Texas have carried out a study and have found that emojis can improve relationships. Josh Crosby has been asking people what their favourite emojis are.
The odd time, just the basic ones, usually the crying, laughing. I use them now and again, yeah, not overly, but yeah, they're handy on occasion.
If you saw someone using the thumbs up, would you view them that it was different from an older person, or would your own friends your own age?
I would like to react to messages maybe, but like not in a message itself.
Ones for the football club, probably.
Yeah, like what?
Just black and white love hearts.
Oh.
That'd be the ones I use the most, I'd say. And laughing faces, everybody just uses a laughing face.
Probably, you know, the nice smiley one to soften the mean things I say at times.
Okay, so just like a subtle sarcastic
lighten
in a way.
Yeah, lighten it.
Can you tell if someone is like of maybe an older age
for yeah. certain
what ones?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you watched the TV show Adolescence, but my granny now questions everything. Like she a purple heart emoji came through from her 60-year-old friend and she was like, oh my god. So yeah.
I don't really use them, nah. I wouldn't judge someone that used them. Just depending on like what they're actually saying as well. If it goes along with the conversation, then
and yeah, would you use them more so before and you've kind of given up on them?
If I see like a good story, like I'll put a couple of emojis, like laughing emojis, but that's about it.
Probably the dead skull emoji.
And what would be the meaning behind that, or where would you add it at the end of a text?
Like if someone says something like funny, you'd be like react like the dead skull emoji, react like you're dying laughing or something.
Would there be any ones you'd maybe judge a person on, or would be viewed as a bit pathetic or sad? Or
people like, especially the youth, like around, they'd like think that the monkey filter be like a bit old.
So if you send the monkey one closing the eyes, that's coming from an older person.
Yeah.
Right, I'm guilty of that one.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's Josh Crosby talking emojis with people on the streets of Dublin. Keith Brony is with us. He's editor-in-chief of Emojipedia, and Sharon Kenny as well, matchmaker, agony aunt and dating coach. Keith, let me start with you. What exactly did this reveal about how relationships and friendships are improved through emoji use?
Yeah, so this is the latest of a number of academic studies researching how emojis make us view the intended emotional kind of, you know, the emotional intent of a text message from a friend or a partner or what have you. And the research is showing that when emojis are present, we feel that the person that is texting with us is more emotionally involved in the conversation. Emojis are used to add a bit of playful flair and increase the sense of rapport when you're texting with a partner or need a friendship group.
Sharon Kenny, as I said, is with us. She's matchmaker, agony aunt and dating coach. I'd say you'd want to tiptoe carefully, Sharon, depending on what stage in the relationship you're in.
Oh, absolutely. And especially from the very, very beginning, because even when it comes to putting a love heart too soon, you find that the ladies want to wait for the guys to do the love heart soon. The guys are trying to behave themselves with their emojis and not go into, and it's disgusting. Great. It's terribly childish when they go into the vegetables and the parts of the body. But it's all down to getting it right and being subtle at the beginning. And then what I find is, say when someone, as a matchmaker, say when someone's dating for a while, they might send me a text and saying, I'm not sure how this is going. Look, he started sending me loads of emojis at the beginning. And now he's actually pulled back on the emojis. And psychologically, that does make a difference. It shows the effort that goes in at the beginning, and suddenly they're pulling back on their emojis. And it isn't just by chance. It's they're pulling back themselves.
Is there possibility that it is that they have realised that at the outset, it's a diplomatic minefield and you can be misinterpreted a million different ways. So you lob emojis around to make clear your intent. But once you get to know the person, they see the good side in you and you don't have to do it as much.
Yeah, but you start as you intend to continue. So maybe you can pull back in a couple of them. But I mean, I always, when I'm matchmaking someone, I always do the man, the heart and the girl dancer. And to me, that's about getting a couple together. So that's what that one's about. Or I always do the kind of heart hands, like away you go, heart hands. And I can see that they come back to me with something similar. And what they're saying by coming back with something similar is, I'm on the same page as you. I understand where we're coming from and we're going the right direction.
Now, even the choice of things like using the heart, as I understand it, Keith, that itself can be a minefield, depending on the colour you choose to use.
there's a lot of debate about what different heart emojis can mean based on different color. One thing we have to say for sure is that the kind of color associations can vary based around different demographics, different cultures, even different kind of groups of people in particular fandoms. There's a huge debate about the red heart. Is it explicitly romantic or not? And it's been, over the last number of years, kind of diluted away from an explicitly romantic association because it's one of the default options to respond to messages on the likes of Instagram stories or Instagram DMs or even indeed like on platforms like Slack where professionals can collaborate. The heart's one of the default responses.
So, on Slack?
Yeah, one of the default responses for the emoji reaction tool. So people use these just as a positive emotional response to say, yes, I've seen this. And especially when you consider amongst younger generations in particular, how the thumbs up is being viewed as kind of flippant or dismissive, a red heart is used more often than not to just make sure I see you, I understand you, and I want you to know that I'm on board fully.
Well, what then is if the red heart is the modern thumbs up, what's the modern red heart?
It's still the red heart, or variations. There's, there's two hearts. There's two hearts circling each other. There's a huge host of different hearts. There's also the kind of heart with the arrow through it, like the Cupid heart. There's a whole litany of hearts in the emoji.
Where do you stand on kissy face?
Myself, personally.
Is kissy face socially acceptable outside a relationship?
Ooh, I would argue not, personally. If it's got a very, very, you know, that wink with the little heart coming out of its mouth, that's very overtly romantic.
It is.
I would be very cautious using that outside
there
a romantic relationship.
There is much I must undo.
Next, you're going to tell me you've been sending the water pistol to people.
Is that bad?
It can be.
Well, this right, there is a text relating to what you said, Sharon, asking which vegetable emojis are you referring to and what is their intended message? I suspect that text may have an ulterior motive.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I won't even answer it. Just use your own imagination. I mean, absolutely, that doesn't need answering. But, I mean, back to the red heart, there's a lot of people that still use the red heart for love. And then they think the orange heart is kind of like a little lighter because it's lighter in colour. And I'm sure there is a lot of psychology behind it, and the purple heart is meant to be for like intuition and loving and caring and just a positive vibe. But the kissing one, oh my goodness, don't start throwing the kissing one unless you're kissing, because that can lead to a lot of confusion.
I don't mean kissing lips, I mean the little smiley face that has a sort of a sideways kiss, like thanks very much.
Okay, well, that would be allowed.
There is a couple of kissing variations. I thought we were talking about the one with the little heart coming out of its mouth,
yeah,
and the wink.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, you see, I would go for the kind of more polite, non-heart associated kiss there. And just to
What's
come back
non-heart
on...
What's the non-heart associated kiss?
There's a couple there. You'll see the ones they've got. There's one with their eyes open, and they've got a little kiss, kind of pursed lips to the side. Just on the
hearts
as well.
But that one isn't winking, which makes it seem more genuine. That's both eyes open.
Oh, you
open
don't
want
to be
on.
Genuine, no?
Well, no, you. It's flippant. It's a throwaway. You don't want to make it seem like you're leading somewhere.
Well, the little wink makes it playful still. The heart can get ambiguous. And this is one thing actually about the colorful hearts as well. If you are texting someone and they're, you know, sending you a red heart, it's not explicitly romantic. It can be, as I said, used in a very quickfire fashion. But if you've got romantic intentions with someone and they're not sending you red hearts, they're going out of their way to pick other colorful hearts, they're definitely not vibing with you in that way, shall we say.
Oh, so if you get a grey heart, it means I accept where you're going, but I reject your advances.
Grey would be quite grave in this context. I'd say maybe blue, light blue, orange, as was mentioned earlier. Grey and the white heart actually tend to be reserved for either weddings, because it references the bridal attire, or actually funerals, expressing a solemn bit of
You can't use an emoji at a funeral.
Well, you wouldn't use it in the... Well, you wouldn't go up to someone saying white heart.
White heart.
But people do, when they're grieving, say, celebrities on social platforms, you'll see the white heart used quite a lot to talk about someone who's passed away.
What about the generational issue in all of this, Sharon? Because my understanding is that even if you manage to navigate the basic meanings of all of this, they then mean different things to different people. So the laughing face, as I understand it, if you're under 30, shouldn't be used. You should use the skull instead. That kind of thing.
Well,
who understands all this?
That's what they say. That's what they say. But at the end of the day, most of my clients would be over 30 and they'd use the laughy face for laughing. They'd use the hearts. They'd use the hands. They'd use the ones that have been used for the last 5 years more than anything. And it's interesting to look at people's last five emojis, because the way we think, what we put out in those emojis are actually intensifying the feelings that we're feeling. So when someone gets them, they kind of go, okay, this is more of a fun rather than not putting emojis in at all. I think emojis are so powerful in used in a positive way. Like I actually was talking to a friend early and I said, oh, I'm going to be on News Talk. You better listen in. And she did a picture of a number two. And I went, what? And then I thought, from a psychological point of view, she was winding me up and it actually got me. So it just shows you the power of emojis, that you see that, you don't expect it, and then how you react.
Although apparently that's very good luck in Japan.
Well, brilliant. I need to travel a bit more.
This is one of the parts of the story about how the pile of poo emoji ended up being encoded into the standard set of emojis. Yeah, it's a symbol of good luck in that culture. Okay. In the same way, the original, and we don't have to go into its actual meaning, but the original intention behind having the eggplant.
I knew we'd end up here. I knew this is where we'd end up.
I'm not going where you think I'm going. To dream of an eggplant on New Year's Eve in Japan is a sign of good luck. And that's why it exists in the first place. Little did the emoji designers from Japan know where we'd end up today.
What are the statistical chances of specifically dreaming of an eggplant on New Year's Eve?
It's a cultural thing.
You need to stop overcomplicating things, as a text.
Yeah.
Sorry, I want there's another. What's happened in the English language that it's been reduced to emojis? I can't stand them. Am I the only one? Sorry, Sharon, I cut across you. Go on.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, I was just laughing about the different emojis and what they mean in different countries and how we can pick them up wrong. But I mean, they're all really meant in a fun way, and we have to think of them in a positive way, as opposed to there's so much negative in the world. So focus on those top five ones that you use, and from your own psychology, you'll see that your own personality is coming out, whether you have a grumpy face in there, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling, you know, pay attention to the emojis you send out, and it'll give you more about your personality than anyone else's.
That's slightly worrying. My top five emojis are laughing face, thumbs up, kissy face, speedboat, ambulance.
What's the ambulance meaning then?
But I don't know. That's personal. Leave me alone, Sharon.
This is actually an instance of a feature being mislabeled. It says frequently used. It's actually recently used. So you were talking about a speedboat and ambulance quite recently.
I'm not relying on the ambulance too much.
You're not constantly talking about speedboats.
That's a relief.
Unless you are.
I do talk about them a lot. I nearly fell out with a friend recently because I thought I was sending a winky face but sent the seriously one instead. What's the seriously one? What about the little face with all the hearts around it?
Oh, that's used predominantly about feeling very contented and happy with what someone has said to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, you have to be cautious with these kind of things with explicit hearts, but it's about internal satisfaction.
It has been a revelation. Keith, Sharon, thank you both very much. Keith Brony, Editor-in-Chief of Emojipedia. Sharon Kenny, Matchmaker, Agony Aunt, and Dating Coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.